Carcross community, its representative symbol, the caribou and the cross. The caribou, a nomadic animal which travels thousands of miles in search of sustenance. It travels in herds, never alone, and it is representative of the young people from around North America who are increasingly on the move in search of some deeper understanding of both themselves and of the world around them. The cross is a Christian sign of love and of life, of giving and of sharing. It also symbolizes man's search on two planes. Firstly, on the horizontal level, man's reaching out for knowledge and understanding of those around him. On the vertical plane of the cross, we see man reaching up beyond himself in search of greater meaning.
When I first heard about this place, it was mostly the North appeal that attracted me. I guess it's because I didn't really know much about the place, but as I found out more, you know, through the literature and stuff, I figured out that the main thing was learning through living. I don't know, I guess I was getting into a bit of a rut at home, and I guess I needed to go somewhere where I could find myself, maybe figure out where I wanted, what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go. And I knew in myself that I had to get going, and this was a place to start.
I guess I came up here to experience this thing in the North, and to experience kids my own age up here. Like, my head was really screwed around, and I wanted to find out where it was at, and what I'm going to do with the rest of my life.
I felt myself getting into a rut, and I was finding myself totally turned off from school. I was thinking about dropping out and trying a new education system really appealed to me. I wanted to come up to the North, and I guess being away from home really appealed to me. Turn it off.
I came to Carcross because I wasn't into what was happening in the normal classroom situation. And here at Carcross, the educational system is set up so that it makes it easier to learn, and you can use what you learn here easier outside.
I came because it was different. It was something that captured the imagination. It was made to be a bit of an adventure, and there's not too much adventure left in the world anymore. And nowadays, when a dream goes by, you sort of have to catch on to it.
When you're wondering what this world's about, I know a place that has the answer.
Carcross community was founded in June of 1972, when the first volunteer workers moved into the vacated buildings of the old Chutla Indian Residential School. Under the auspices of Bishop John Frame in the Diocese of the Yukon, the group was bound together by a common desire to serve and attempt to meet the needs of young people. The first year and a half was spent in much hard labor, both physical and mental. It was necessary to renovate and rejuvenate the rundown facilities which had been left vacant for several years. This initially involved restoring plumbing, electricity, and heat into the creaking skeleton, and then preparing the building for its future occupants. Drywalling, sanding, painting, laying of carpets, and decorating rooms took up the better part of the summer for as many as 60 volunteer workers.
Many additional hours were spent by the parent members drawing up their rule of life to which they commit themselves while at Carcross. The rule binds parent members together as a unified, consistent, and loving body under God. Parent members are asked to commit themselves to the community for a period of 2 or 3 years. Their rules are ever-changing and vary from teacher to advisor to friend and a companion.
The whole relationship between parent members and students is so much different than the old role-playing and stigma attached to teachers and pupils. That whole game about it seems to disintegrate and allows for a lot more things to happen between people, and I think that's what's really important about Carcross.
And because of all the demands which Carcross puts on you, it allows people to be put in positions that they've never been in before. Like, it allows students to play the role of teacher and share what he knows and has experienced with everyone else instead of always just learning it.
Yeah, and that's what helps you feel like you're on the same level.
Yeah, you can appreciate like all the frustrations which the teacher goes through a little bit more, like when they have all their problems and frustrations and hassles. And
they have a lot of things that we can relate to, like doing dishes with them and playing sports with them.
And we make decisions with them. All our community problems get worked out together, and that really binds us. Like they're your friends, like they're no different.
They are your friends.
Yeah, they are your friends. They're no different than anyone else.
On the other hand, though, there can be a conflict because of the different roles, which they do play, and because of expectations put on you in terms of, like, classwork. Sometimes you feel that since they are your friends, you can get away without living up to those expectations, and that can really cause frustration on the part of the parent members as well as on the part of students.
And there's the thing about the contract relationships. Like, you can come here and initially you're given a person you can talk to in terms of problems and they give you support, but living here you become a lot closer.
And that contract relationship becomes a growing one, like it's two people who are growing together.
And growing friends, and it becomes getting strength from him or her, and you return that in many different ways. And just because we live together, it has to be a two-way thing.
Over the last 2 years, several concepts have been expanded and developed at Carcross. As it has in the past, Carcross demands of each member of the community action, commitment, and responsibility in every area of community life. The action of a student varies from doing dishes and boiler shifts to going to a class on the wildflowers in the Yukon. Whether doing menial chores or having tea with friends, everyone at Carcross learns all hours of the day. The decision-making process at Carcross accentuates the fact that each member of the community has an equal say in all areas. To attain this, we have developed a structure of 11 committees, which between them cover all aspects of community life. Students commit themselves to one of the committees as a voting member, ensuring they have a say in the decisions and formulation of ideas. To further this participation, all proposals must finally be ratified by the entire community at weekly meetings. The sharing of responsibilities in the area of decision-making is dependent upon commitment, both to oneself and to the community.
Basic principles underlying the educational philosophy at Carcross involve the creation of a learning atmosphere free of coercion, in which students are made responsible for their own actions. Academically, Carcross offers grades 9 through 12 under the BC curriculum to our 60 students. The practical aspects of all our courses is stressed, and in many cases what is learned in classes is put to practical use on chore days. Courses such as Northern Studies are designed to take full advantage of our environment and the various resources upon which we can draw throughout the Yukon. Our interest courses, which are offered during the evenings, involve both teachers and students sharing skills. These courses range from karate, wrestling and self-defense for women, to chess, ornithology, music appreciation, and philosophy of religion. There is a special accentuation on making us aware of our environment, including photography, hiking, skiing, snowshoeing, and a course on Yukon wildflowers. Through these and other learning situations, we acquire a greater appreciation of the beauty which surrounds us.
Much work in maintaining the facilities. Each member of the community shares jobs like dishes, mop squads, and boiler shifts, thus easing the workload. To help get all the work done, each student commits himself to a day and a half of chores each cycle. The chores vary from food students preparing meals to those taking power mechanics repairing engines. Additional work must be done in the areas of household and helping to fill contracts in the areas of commercial ventures. Other practical work in ensuring the smooth operation of the community is undertaken during these work days.
As a means of attaining self-sufficiency at Carcross, we have developed several ventures. Besides helping us to meet our operating budget, the income generated is also funneled into our capital account for use on a rainy day. These ventures also prove to be valuable as a learning experiment, as students are involved throughout each job, from the early planning stages through to the completion of work.
Our bakery is one of our largest commercial ventures, and besides baking for our own purposes, we also sell 300 loaves a week to stores in Whitehorse and to the hotel in Carcross. Our crafts program, to which everyone gives help, includes constructing driftwood furniture, crocheting scarves, macrameing belts and wall hangings, weaving belts, silk screening cards, and beading. These items are sold in various outlets throughout the territory.
Some of the different contract jobs that we undertake include the supplying of 35 cords of wood to the neighboring hotel and the hauling of 140 cords of wood for the native band. We are also involved in a research program harvesting rainbow trout for sale in Whitehorse under the guidance of the Department of Fisheries.
During the summer, we creosote railway ties for the White Pass and Yukon Road and hope to use our facilities as a base camp for a national cadet program. These commercial ventures are not solely beneficial in financial terms, for the value of working together is equally important.
In 1973, the Carcross community undertook an agricultural experiment in the hope of supplementing the high food costs in the Yukon. It started with 30 chickens obtained from a farm down the road. The next step was to obtain 10 hogs from Edmonton and 25 hives of bees. After some failures and some successes, the Carcross farm now boasts 60 chickens, 5 goats, and 2 sows. Tentative plans for a boar and some rabbits have been instituted. The farm not only offers a way to cut food costs, but it provides an educational experience to both students and parent members who have not been in contact with the farm before.
Major lessons at Carcross are not learned in a classroom or while fixing a pipe or feeding some goats. They are learned living in a community with 80 people. In September, we are a group of strangers unknown to each other. In June, we are a community of people bound together because of each other. lot of things happen in those 10 months. As a group, we struggle with countless problems which impede our growing together. And to solve these problems, we develop some concrete solutions. It is essential to the purpose of Carcross that each year the community grows from the individuals in September to the community in June.
So you guys, what do you think it's like to live with about 90 people?
It can be really confusing.
Frustrating.
This has been one of the toughest times of my life. I've had to evaluate myself here, and that causes pain.
I get strength from the people around me.
It's a gas.
Bullshit.
I'm learning a lot more about sharing myself with others.
I feel alone a lot.
I'm finding it easier to be more open with people.
I think this place is fantastic. I love it.
You can't run away from your problems.
You have to find strength within yourself.
It has its moments when...
It's a drag.
Do you trust me enough to share yourself?
Live your life however you want to, do whatever you want to, and you'll never die. You can do whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do, you can try. And you know who your friends are by looking in their eyes. You know, so you smile, but they never realize what goes on inside. On and rolling on. If you can love, then you can live forever. You can live forever if you love. Yeah, just be a giver and help the poor deliver. Take something less for something more. And you know who your friends are by looking in their eyes. You know, so you smile, but they never realize what goes on inside. Every me and you keeps on a rolling on, keeps on a rolling on.
I guess when I came here, I was too idealistic, and I really thought there'd be a real trust between people. Then you hear about things being stolen and stuff like that, and it really hurts.
I think there's a lot of trust here, but it's not total.
Trust is obviously growing here. You know it's growing every day. And it takes a lot of time before you have more trust in people. We can always, you know, talk about physical things like money being stolen, and that's really important and it shows something. But beyond that, there's something more important, and that's the trust in people.
Do you trust me enough to share yourself? And do I trust you enough to share myself with you?
There's one thing that I've really noticed about this place, and that's that you're free to be quite open with people. But right now, there's probably more things that I've told people here than I've ever told anybody else before.
You look at yourself, and you look at everybody else, and you don't really look at yourself as a part of what everybody else is doing.
Where are you going? Where are you going? Can you take me with you?
People get so caught up in what they're doing and rushing here and doing this and doing that, that sometimes they just don't see you. And sometimes I don't see them.
I also sometimes start feeling that no one really knows me, and I really don't know anybody else.
And yet one's able to derive an incredible amount of strength from all these people, and happiness too. And the good times easily outweigh the bad.
I might not know someone very well, but I live with them, and I still care about them. And when they're hurt, it hurts me.
Her eyes like windows trickle in rain upon her pain, getting deeper. Though my love wants to relieve her, she walks alone from wall to wall, lost in a hall. She can't hear me, though I know she likes to be near me. Lisa, Lisa, sad Lisa, Lisa.
And if you hurt someone, you're going to have to live with them.
I think the reason we all get so tense and frustrated and excited around here is because of all the things we go through, and they all have results. And if we hurt someone, we have to deal with it. It's not like at home or at school, where if something goes wrong, you can just go home and watch TV or hack around with a new bunch of friends. But you are going to see them every day, and you do go through a lot of trials with them, which cause maturity in dealing with these things.
Just that bad.
You get what you need. Oh,
I think a lot of people came here for themselves, but when they got here, they realized that it was impossible to be here for yourself.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to.
It may sound kind of funny, but having to listen to 80 other people's views on a subject that you have really strong views on and really have a fixed idea about and compromise and come up with something in the middle is really hard to do. And you sort of have to compromise your own being just to stay here and be a part of the community. And that burns something right down in the middle of you.
Outside, damn near a hurricane inside. Such a hassle of little games, and the tears come so easy when someone laughs in my face. If it was just me, but no, it isn't really. No time for self-pity here, young lady. You're in a community now. Oh, word sent from heaven, you gnaw at my soul. I wish I had strength of will to throw a few well-chosen adjectives your way. Trying to sleep, you tromp into my room, small talk. And in and out the people stream, my privacy invaded, I've lost all my dreams and loneliness. In the hall, I hear laughter. There's a fire at the point. Bring your guitar, and in comes someone else. Next? Let's go for a walk, it's a beautiful night. Or maybe it's someone saying with stars in their eyes and roses in their cheeks, I'm really glad you came. And I think maybe I'll stay.
dreaming, but neither am I chained. And I am not a wise man, but neither am I rearranged. I am not a new man, but neither am I old. I am not a rich man, but I cannot be sold. I am one, you are another. I have a family, you have a mother. Good man, no, but neither am I cruel. I am not a learned man, but neither am I a fool. I am not an ordinary man, but neither am I strange. Not your man, but that can all be changed. No, I am not your man, but that can all be changed.